Welcome back, everybody, to Daf Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Chav Vav, Daf 26, and we are on the bottom of Daf 25B, on the bottom of Daf Chav Hamad Beis, by the Mishnah, about two lines up from before the lines get wide. So, says the Mishnah, Matzah Begal Uvakotel Yashan Harei Ushalo. So let's say you find something under some stones, or you find it in an old wall, Hari Elu Shalo, you are allowed to keep those things. We're going to have to discuss why that would be. Matzah B'kotel Chadash. So let's say you find it in a new wall. So Mechatzio V'Lachotz Shalo. So if you find it on the outer half going towards the Rosh HaSarabim, then you're allowed to keep it. Mechatzio V'Lefnim Shal Baal HaBayis. But if you find it on the inner half going into the Baal HaBayis's possessions, then the Baal HaBayis is going to keep it. If you rent out a property to other people, Afilu B'Soch HaBayis, Hari Elu Shalo. Even if you find it within the house, you are allowed to keep those things. Why? Because we don't know which of your renters it really belongs to. Now, what's going to be the question on that? Just give it to the last one, right? Like, if the guy was just there, he was renting it for the last 5 years, your house, just you could probably assume that it belongs to them. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. But that's the Mishnah. Mishnah says, again, when it's an old house or a heap of rocks, stones, whatever it is, you can keep it. But when it's a new wall, it depends if it's on the inside or the outside. And then we said renters go, and they're always allowed to keep it if you've rented out your house. Says the Gemara Tana, Mimnei Sheyachol Lomar Lo Shalam Morayim Hain. So how are you able to go and keep it if it's in an old wall or in this heap of stones? Because you're able to say, this doesn't belong to the Baal HaBayis, this belongs to the Amorites. This belongs to the old-time people who lived here before. They hid it in these old walls, and therefore, that's why you're going to be able to keep it. Says the Gemara, Atu Amorayim Mitzani, Yisrael Mitzani, what, only the Amorayim? Only the Emorim, not Amorim, the Emorim are able to go and hide things, but Jews don't hide things. What does that mean? Just because you found something hidden, you can assume that it was coming from the Amorites. Why? Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, Dishasich Tfei. We're talking about a situation where it is Shasich Tfei, meaning it's extra rusty. Now, what exactly does that mean? It's extra rusty. Simple explanation is that it's extra rusty, and because it's extra rusty, it can't be that the new owner would have put it there, and that's kind of what it would have been. Meaning it can't be that the new owner guy would have put it there, so it must be coming from the Emorim. That's what it needs to be. A lot of lumdus on these lines over here, Deshasich Tvei. Look at the top Tosus over here, Deshasich. Tosus asks, V'im Tomer V'lik Ne'elei Chatzero, L'Baal HaGal, L'Baal HaKotel. Meaning we've learned on Daf Yod Aleph about this concept called a Kinyan Chatzer, where your chatzer is allowed to acquire something. So if it's in your wall, if it's in your chatzer, literally, you should certainly be able to acquire it. So Tosus gives a fascinating answer. Tosus says, "V'yesh lomar de'in chatzer kona bedavar shiyachol lios sholim tzayenu le'olam kimoha chatzu mutzna ba'ovei akosel." When it's something that might be lost forever, where there is no normal way for you to find it, you happen to have found it, but otherwise you probably wouldn't have found it. When it's something that could have potentially been lost forever, there is going to be no kinyan chatzer in such a situation. Very interesting application and concept when it comes to Kinyan Chatzer over here. But this is just Shasich Tvei. Davar Asamui Min Ha'ayin, I guess in a way, but it doesn't necessarily, that doesn't necessarily teach me about Kinyanim. Davar Asamui Min Ha'ayin.
Right. Well, it's not visible, basically.
It's not visible, and it's not something you ever would have thought to be Kona. So Kinyan Chatzer seems to work when there's some sort of Das associated with it, or when you could have found that thing. So again, it teaches us a lot about Kinyan Chatzer and how exactly that works, right? But when it's something which is there's no way that ever would have been found in a normal circumstance, then that's not going to apply. Fine. So says the Gemara, we are on the top line of Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, going through our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Bekotel Chadash Mechatzio Velach Shalom Mechatzio Velach Belifnim Shal Baal HaBayis." So when it comes to a new wall, so we look, where is the object? If it's on the outer half going towards Rosh HaSarab, then you're allowed to keep it. If it's on the inner half going towards the person's house, then it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Says Gemara Amar Rav Ashi, Sakina Basar Kata. So if you find a knife, so it goes based on where the handle is. Meaning, let's say you have a knife in your hand and you stick it into the wall, so you can assume that the handle is directing where the person put it into. So whoever owns it was putting it in from that side. V'kisa basar shnatz shanse. And the purse goes after the straps associated with them. How do you pronounce it? What's the nekudos there? Shanse?
Should not say.
But now comes the Gemara and says, if that's true, that we just look at where the straps are and where the handle is, so if that's true, then our Mishnah said that you look at if it's in the inner half or on the outer half. Let's look. Let's just look where the handle is. Let's just look where the strap is. It has nothing to do whether it's on the inner half or on the outer half towards the Baal HaBayis or towards Rosh HaSarab. Just look where the strap, where the handle is. Says the Gemara, now what are we talking about over here? Mashnisin, but Odra Vinaska. Now we're talking about some wool or some a silver bar where there is no handle and there is no strap, and therefore there is no indicator as to where it was really coming from, and that's where we have to decide whether it's on the inner half or the outer half. Good. Sounds like Enochanami. If there was a strap or if there was a handle, you would follow that. Correct. Says the Gemara Tana, Imaya Kotel Memuga Mehen. So we said it was taught that if the wall is filled with this item that we're talking about, if it's totally filled with this item on both halves, Chokin, so then you would split it between the Balabayas and Shiloh. Says Gemara Pshita, that's obvious. Why would we think that? Why would we think otherwise? That's not necessarily so obvious, right? Why would you think that you would go and do that? But says Gemara, okay, Gemara's assuming that at this point we would have split such a thing. So why is that so obvious? Lo Tzricha, why we need to mention it? Lo Tzricha de Mishba. Where it's slanted on one side. You might think it goes to the higher person, meaning if someone's on the higher end and it's slanted, so you would assume that everything came from the top and now went to the bottom. No, we're still going to split it. So that's the end of this element of the Gemara. Next, so we said, let's say you own a house and you've been renting it out. So if you find something in the house, since you've been renting it out to others and you don't know who necessarily is the owner of this thing because it's been rented to a lot of different people, you're just allowed to keep it. It says the Gemara, basic question, Vamai, Lezel, Basra, Basra, why not just look at least to the last person who was renting it? This person was in the house, they were renting it, they made it as if it was their own house, so why don't you assume that it belongs to this last person? Milo Tanan, do we not have a Mishnah which appears in Shkalim? Do we not have this Mishnah also, Mr. Shas says Psachim, do we not have the Mishnah which says, Moshe Nimtzu Gufnei Sokre Behema Liola Meiser, that if you find money by animal merchants, by animal salesmen in Yerushalayim, you can assume that this is Meiser Sheni. Why? Because Meiser Sheni had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So someone has all this big Meiser Sheni money. They have to go to a restaurant every single night. Woe to them. They have to go to a restaurant every single night because they have to make sure to spend it on food in Yerushalayim. So there, whenever you find money by this animal businessman, so you can assume that that money is Meiser because that's probably what it was spent for. Baharabai is chulin. On Harabai, you can assume that it's going to be chulin. Why? Because if you look at Rashi over Baharabai is chulin, he says, Vafil b'shas haregel, even in the times of the regel, when everyone would come down and use their Meiser Sheni money over there, Vafil b'sharov mo shabayir, Meiser, even though most of the money there in the whole city is Meiser, sha'ole regalim, mevi and mo's, Meiser oseim, lachlam, see, because everyone's coming there to use their Meiser money there, lo shafkinan ruba d'shasava azla, because you can assume that the money fell before the regel, and therefore it's going to be chulin. Meaning on the regalim, it makes sense that most of the money that's going to be found on the floor is going to be Meiser money. Why? Because everyone's coming from all over the world in order to go and buy their stuff in Yerushalayim. But when it comes to Harabais, you don't have to assume that that which was found is Meiser money. That could have been from before the regel, seemingly because they don't clean up Harabayis every day. But Yerushalayim, but when it comes to Yerushalayim, Bishari Mos Hashana, the rest of the days of the year, Chulin, Bishas Harego, Hakol Meiser. So it depends. In the rest of Yerushalayim, if it's during the rest of the days of the year, then you can assume that the money's Chulin. But if it's in the Shas Haregel, meaning again, when everyone comes up with their Meiser Sheni money, then you can assume that it's all Meiser. V'ramar of Shmaya Barzira, my Taima, why is this the case? Ho'ol v'shuke Yerushalayim, Osin l'skabit b'chol yom. Because they would clean out the stores of Yerushalayim every single day. So what does this mean? That if you found money on the floor, you can assume that it's like a day old or something, that it's very recent. So if it's before the regel, then you can assume it's chulin. But if it's on the regel, then you have to assume that it's Meiser Sheni, right? So what do we see from here? That we assume that that which is found on the floor, so it depends what it is. If you're going to clean up the streets every day, so whatever's most recently there, we assume has the most recent status. Hachanamis, we should say the same thing over here. Kama, kama, azil, vahani debaster, who? So we can assume that people clean the house somewhat before they rent it to someone else or before they go and move out, right? You can't just leave it a total mess when you're leaving a rental. So if that's the case, we should assume that people clean up to some degree, and therefore we should just look who's the last renter, and we should give it back to them, just like we do, just like we assume the most recent status when it comes to the food, to the money found on the bottom, on the floor in Yerushalayim. We should assume the same thing when it comes to a renter. That's how we should go and view this case. Says the Gemara, now how do we answer this question? No, we're talking about a situation where you were renting it out to three separate Jews, and therefore, why does that answer the question? Because the guy who lost the thing is going to be miyaish it right away. He's going to give up hope on it right away because there are more than one other person there living with him. So says Gemara, wait a minute, that's going to be the answer. Shema mina halacha k'rab shim min alazar afil barov Yisrael. On daf chaf dalet, on Shabbos's daf, there was a whole big discussion. Let's say you lose something with a simin in a crowded area. So is when we say that a person was miyaish on it, is that only if it's in a place that's rov kinanim, rov non-Jews, or even if it's a place filled with Jews? Rab Shimon ben Elazar was of the Shita, that's even with the case of rove Jews. So this seems to be a proof. When you have a majority of Jewish people and we are nervous that someone's going to be miyaish, that you can assume that someone's going to be miyaish right away. So is this a proof for that? Says Gemara, no. Ela amar of Menashe bar Yaakov kigon shaso pundak l'shosho odei kochavim. No, we're talking about a situation where you rented it out to three goyim, and therefore, when you lost your object, you can assume that that person was miyaish. No one intends on giving anything back, and therefore, you're allowed to keep it. Says Gemara, Rav Nachman, Bamar, Rabba, Baravua, Filutim, Lushol, Shisrael. No, we can even say that we're talking about three Jews. Then why was the person Miyaish? Why can you just keep it? My time up, because Ahud Nafam, the name Miyaish, because the person who dropped it is going to be Miyaish. Why? Because Meimar Amar, he's going to say to himself, Michte, Inishachrin, Alohava, Bahade, Alabahani. The only two people, the only people living here are me and these two other people. Amre kamayu kama zimne lahadru liva lohadruli. I've been saying for weeks, I can't find my item, I can't find it, I can't find it, and no one has returned it to me. Vashta lehadru, now all of a sudden they're going to go and return it to me. I know that they have no intention on returning it to me, otherwise they would have done it by now. Idaitai lahadrua, ahadrua neale. Vahaydi lohadrua libidaitai lemigzale. And the fact that they haven't returned it to me yet shows that even if they did find it, they're trying to steal it. Va'azda Rav Nachman l'tameh, and this goes Rav Nachman l'shita. So this goes according to his reasoning. The Admar Rav Nachman says Ra'a sela top of chafavam and beis shenafal mishnayim chayv lahachzir. So if you find a sela that fell from a group of two people, then you have to return it. My time, oh, why? Because I would not fall minay lo miayish. Because when it's only two people, the guy's not going to give up hope. Why? Because Meimar Amar is going to say to himself, Michtei, Inishachrina lo avabahadoye lahai, naktinan lei v'amina lei antu deshakalte. Because it's just me and one other person. Me and Saul are walking, and I'm going to go to Saul. Saul, give me back my thing. Because it's just me and him, and I know that I don't have it, so it must be that Saul has it. But Bishlosha, when it comes to if it's me, Saul, and Baruch walking, Eino chayv lahach, so then you do not have to return it. My time, why? Because I would enough on me, vada miyash, because I'm going to give up hope on it. Because Meimar Amar, I'm going to say to myself, Michde, Trehavu Bahade, I have Saul and Baruch here. Inakita lahai amar lo shakalte. Inakita lahai amar lo shakalte. If I go to Saul, he's going to say, I don't have it, Baruch would have it. If I go to Baruch, Baruch would say, I don't have it, Saul would have it. So therefore, you're going to give up hope when there's three people, but not when there's two people. Says Gemara, Amar Rabba, Haida Amar Bishlosha Eino Chayv L'Hachzir. That which we said, that with three people you don't have to give it back. Lo Amran Ela Deles Be Shavapruta L'Chol Chad V'Chad. That's only when there's not going to be a Shavapruta for each of them, meaning it's not worth a Shavapruta for each of the three people. Aval Isbe Shavapruta L'Chol Chad V'Chad Chayv L'Hachzir. But if it is worth a Shavapruta for each of them, then you would have to give it back. Why? My Taima Emor Shutfei Ninu V'Lo Miyashu. Because we could say that if there's enough value in it for each of us, maybe we're all partners. Me, Saul, and Baruch are all partners in this item. And therefore, when I can't find it, I'm not going to give up hope on it because I assume all my partners, Saul and Baruch, are going to eventually find it and give it back. Says Gemara, Ikedamre, another version of this, Amar Rava Rava, says, Avagav dit les be ela shava pruta, ela shava shte prutos chayav lahachzir. So he says, Rava says, even though it's only worth two prutos, you still have to go and give it back. My time, but why do you have to give it back even if it's only worth two prutos for three people? Because it could be that, yes, me, Saul, and Baruch are partners, but this thing's only worth two prutos. So Saul was, you know, he forgave this whole thing. So now it's just me and Baruch as partners. And now it's worth two, and therefore we're not going to give up. V'amar Rava Rava also says, Ra'a selesh enafla Natla lifnei yishamanasla gozla over bekulon. So now we're transitioning back into Rava, other dinim of finding things and the ishurim you're going to be over. So Rava says that let's say you find a sela that fell and you pick it up before the owner was miyaish and you're picking it up with the intent to steal it. So you're going to be over bekulon. You're going to be over on all three isurim from the psukim. Mishum lo sigzol. You're going to be over on lo sigzol. Umishum ashev teshivim. You're going to be over on the isur of, or the over the aseh of not returning it. Umishum lo suchal isalim. And you're going to be over on lo suchal isalim that you're not allowed to turn your back. You're going to be over on all three of those things. V'af agav dechazer la'achar yish. And even though you gave it back after yish, Matanahu di'av levi isura da'avid the isura da'avid avid. And even though after yish you're going to return it, you're now just giving it back as a matana, and you've still violated the Isurim. Comes Tosus over here. Matana b'yamahu diyavle says the Gemara. Again, the Gemara sounds like, from the Hava Mina at least, that you'd still be over on all three Isurim, right? We said you're going to be over on three Isurim if you took it before Yeyush with the intent to steal. Now, if you gave it back, it's too late. You've already been over all three. It says Tosus v'im tomer alo lav lo sigzo mikre de nitach la'aseh. The whole definition of the Isser of stealing is that it's a lav ha-nitak ba'ase, which means that you can fix the lav. Exactly, you can fix the lav by giving it back. It's a lav ha-nitak ba'ase. So what does it mean? You're still going to be over on lo sigzol if you stole. So it says in Tosos, if you skip down a few lines, v'yesh lomar de lo kaya ela al lav de lo suchal lehisalem sha'avar shalo hikster kodem yish. When it says that you're still going to be over the Isurim, it means you're only over lo suchal lehisalem. It doesn't mean you're still over on all three. When you stole, you were over on lo sigzol, and you also didn't go and fulfill hashev teshivim. Once you return, then you fulfilled hashev teshivim, and you're no longer over lo sigzol. But lo suchal hisalim, that it's too late. That you violated, and even if you return it after the fact, you're still over on that. But you save yourself from the other two, so it still pays to certainly give it back. Good. Not the lifne yish amanas lachzira. So the Gemara goes on and says, let's say I took it before yeish, meaning I see that someone dropped something and I want to give it back. I find Saul's thing on the floor and I want to go and return it to him before yeish. Well, the achar yeish, but then once I hear that Saul gave up hope on it, you know, word gets around like Saul lost his thing and he has no intention on getting it back. Niskavin legozal, and I'm like, you know what? All right, it's a pretty great thing. I'm going to keep it. Right. So over mishum hashev teshivim. I'm only over on Hashev Teshivim, because I didn't have any intent to steal it. When I picked it up, I wanted to go and give back. To Bitl Asayev Hashev Teshivim, that's what I'm violating. Himtin La. So if you look, Tosus over here also has a whole big discussion. He says, Vim Tomar, on the bottom of Eino Over Alumishim Hashev Teshivim, he says, Vim Tomar Ramai Lekalav Delo Sigzol, Imishim De Batir Asil Yade, Halo Be Kovish Schar Sachir, Ikalav Kid Amar Beperakezu Neshach. Tosus asks, I don't understand. Even if after he gave up hope, if I decide I want to steal it, why am I not over on Lo Sigzol? Lo sigzol is also when I don't pay a worker on time. So I should also certainly be over on lo sigzol when I decide later that I want to go and keep it. Why is that going to be different? Tosus answers, "V'lo v'yesh lomar dehasim kishem miskavin ligzol lo nisyayshu abay lo mahacha kvar nisyayshu." No, it must be that even after the fact, there was still yish so early on in the process, that's why it's not going to be lo sigzol. Fine. Anyway, let's go on. It says the Gemara, "Himtin lach nisyayshu abay lo minatla." Eino over elomishum lo suchal lesalim. Let's say I waited until Saul was miyayish on it, and then I took it. So I'm only going to be over on lo suchal lesalim. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Hai man dechazi denafal zuze mechavrei bechilta." If I go and I see that Saul lost something in the sand, va'ashkechei v'shakle, and I found it and I took it, lo mechayv la'durele. I do not have to go and return this item to him. So Saul went to the beach one day and he lost this item, and I found this item. Even though I know that it's Saul's, I do not have to return it. Why? My time it because da'u denafal minei miyayish. Because for sure Saul gave up hope on it because there's no way he's going to find something in the sand at the beach. Says the Gemara, Afal gav dechazi da icy arbel of a karmarbel. Even if Saul then comes the next day with a sifter, he's going through all the sand and he's clearly looking for this thing and clearly showing that what? He was not miyayish. Still, I do not have to return it to him. Why? Because Meimar Amar, he's going to say to himself, meaning, and just like I lost my thing in the sand, there must be a lot of other people who lost their things in the sand. So even though I have no intention on getting my thing back, I'm going to go through this sifter because just like I lost my thing, a lot of other people must have lost their stuff also. So I'm going to go and sift, and if I don't find mine, I'll find somebody else's and I'll keep what I find.
I tell you great stories. True story.
Let's hear.
We were in Vancouver, British Columbia, in Victoria Park, which is an incredible place. There's a redwood forest. There's a beach. It's okay. So we're in the beach over there. We see this family that frantically digging through the sand looking for something. Wife. Well, someone says, can I help? Said, my wife lost her engagement ring.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my wife goes like this. That it?
How'd she find it?
Gives it to him.
What?
Goes like this. Finds a ring, gives it to him, walks away.
So says, maybe...
My work is done here.
So maybe if your wife is in this Gemara, then we would not be miyayish. So Brian is not going to be miyayish on things in the sand, but normal people, Saul would be miyayish on things in the sand. Hope they gave you a commission on this. But all right, anyway, let's go. Let's try to get to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Wait, so let's just review for a second what we did. So we just analyzed our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you find something in a pile of stones or in an old wall, then it's Hari Lushalo. And we said, why is it going to be yours? Because you can just assume that it was from the Emorim, right? It's from the Emorites. They hide some things, and Jews don't? No, it was Deshasich Tvei, right? Remember, it was extra rusty. Then we said, if you find it in a new wall, then if it's on the inner half or the outer half, that's what it depends. We said, oh, but I don't understand. Handle, straps. We said, no, we're talking about something without a handle or a strap, and that's what it's going to be. And if it's something which is fully filled in the wall, then it's Chok, and then you're going to split it. Then we said if it's a renter, then it's going to be Hareilu Shalom. You're allowed to keep it if it's a renter. And what was our question on there? We asked a question from the whole Mishnah with Meiser Sheni, right? It should be going by the last person. So we said, no, we're talking about a case where there were multiple people that were renting it at the same time. So the guy's going to give it up. And that led us into a discussion. Would someone give up hope if it's a group of three, if it's a group of two, Rov Yisrael, Rov Akum? If it's three, then everyone can deny it. If it's two, then no one can, which then led us into Rava, which spoke about the different cases of how many Yisroom you're going to be over in different situations. Good. Now says the Gemara in the Mishnah, Matzbachan is Hari Elushalo, that if you find something in a store, it's Hari Elushalo. Rashi over here says, Bedavar she'ein bo simin kai. We're talking about something that does not have a simin. Da'u d'nafam minei miyayisha, kol nechnasim l'sham. Everyone goes into this store. It's a very crowded store. So if there's no simin, you can assume that you lost your thing, so you're allowed to keep that thing. Be'na teva l'chenvani, shal chenvani. But let's say you find it between the guy's desk, the worker, the storekeeper's desk, and him. So then it's going to belong to the storekeeper. Let's say you found it in front of the money exchanger. So again, people go in there. So it's Harei Ushalo. But let's say you found it behind the desk, you know, behind the counter, and it's between his desk and him. Then Harei Ushal Shulchani. That's going to belong to the Shulchani. Halokeach Peros Mechavero. If someone buys fruit from their friends, or Shashiach lo chavero peros, or he sends his friend peros, umatzabahen mos, and you find money in them, hareilu shelo, you're allowed to keep it. Imayu tzrurin, no tel machers. But if the money is wrapped up, which clearly indicates that it's a, there's a simin, right? Then you have to go and announce it in that situation. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, afilu munachan al gabei shulchan, right? So our Mishnah all spoke about if it's like in the public area or if it's behind the counter. But let's say it's on the counter itself. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says that even if it's laying on the shulchan, the halacha is going to be harei elu shelo. But now the Gemara is going to question this. Tanan, lifnei shulchani harei elu shelo, al gabei shulchan de shulchani. If you look at the Reisha said that if it's lifnei shulchani, then it's harei elu shelo. Meaning that if it's on the floor in the store, then it's going to be yours. You're allowed to keep it. What's the clear implication? That if it's on the table, then it would belong to the Shulchani. But then we have a conflicting implication from the Seifa. Eima Seifa, ben akiseo Shulchani, shel Shulchani. Ha agabe Shulchan, shelo. We said that if it's behind the counter, then it belongs to the Shulchani, which seems to imply that if it's on the counter, it's harelu shelo. So which one is it? Elameha, leka lamash mamina. You can't really learn out from here. Rabbi Elazar ha manale. So where does Rabbi Elazar get it from? Amarava masnisin kashise. So he says our Mishnah it's a little difficult for this. This is not something so simple. My area detani bein akisul shochani shel shochani listening ala shochan. It should have just said ala shochan. Inami matzah b'shochanos kidetani reisha matzah b'chanos shelo. So then it should have just said these words. It should have said something that which it said matzah b'shochanos like the reisha said. It should have said b'chanos shelo. It should have said in the store. Elish mamina. Rather, what it's teaching us is that even if it's found on the table itself, that is Hari Elu Shelo. Says the Gemara now. Halokeach peros mechaveiro. So Amarei Shlakish Mishon Rabbi Yanai Lo Shanu Elo Bilokeach Minat Tagar Aval Bilokeach Meal Mibalabai Is Chayav Lahachzir. So when did we say that if you find money that it's going to belong to you, right? We said if you buy fruits, if you find money in the fruits, then you can go and keep it. But if it's bundled up, if there's a simon on it, then you have to go and announce it. So it says, Reish Lakish Mishram Rabbi Yanai, that's only in a situation when you bought it from a merchant. But if you bought it from a balabayas, then you have to go and announce it. V'chein tani tana kamei d'Rav Nachman lo shnal b'lokech min atagar, aval b'lokech min balabayas chayv lahachzir. But if you're going to buy it from a balabayas, then you have to announce it. The only time that you don't have to announce it is when you bought it from a merchant. Says the Gemara, Amolei Rav Nachman v'chi balabayas atzmo dashan. I don't understand. The balabayas that we're saying is, he's the one that you're going to have to announce it. Meaning, look at Rashi over here. Hu atzmo dashas hatvua hazos halo po'alim harbe dashuosa. We said when you find the money, when it's coming from a Baal Bayis, you have to announce it because you have to assume that it's coming from the Baal Bayis. Is the Baal Bayis himself going and threshing all of his produce? It's not him, it's his workers. Maybe the money belongs to the workers. Right? The Baal Bayis himself is not the one doing all the work, so why should you have to announce it? You don't know who it belongs to. It says the Gemara, Amrlei Isma. You know, that's a good point. Should I erase my statement? Like, what? I don't know. What should I do with this? It says, no, Amrlei lo tzitargei masdisin kigon didashan ayidei avdo v'shivchasu haknanim. No, maybe it could be a case where the people that's doing the work for you are your avadim. And if they're your avadim, then even if they're the ones that drop the money, it still belongs to you. And since it still belongs to you, then we still have to be chayv l'achris, and that's why it's going to apply. So just the last part, what we did, is just talking about where you found this money. If you found it in the store, behind the counter, the Gemara said, oh, what about the table itself, on the desk itself? We said, desk itself would be hare elu shelo, and then we said, alokeach peros, and this only applies when it's hare elu shelo, when you're buying from a merchant, where there's no way to know who it's from. You have no clue where it actually came from or whose money this is, but if you buy from the Baal Bayis, then you would have to announce it, probably because the Baal Bayis, who has all of this produce that has the money in it, that is probably coming from a slave who you would own his stuff or her stuff anyway. And that is Daf Chavav. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.